WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Forecasters say more high winds are expected today around Los Angeles, where firefighters are still struggling against wildfires that have devastated neighborhood after neighborhood. Correspondent Lilia Luciano says there are concerns about what the future holds for so many who have lost their homes, businesses, or livelihoods.
California has already had for many years a housing crisis, which makes the cost of living incredibly high, especially in a city like Los Angeles. And with a short supply, especially of affordable housing in the state, so there's concerns that landlords would, in a predatory way, take advantage of that.
CBS's Laurie Perez talked to those who have seen the destruction.
People are devastated. You know, we spoke with a woman here in Altadena whose entire community beyond her neighborhood is wiped out. And she said, it feels like it's one big cemetery. You know, even my photographer and I, until we saw it with our own eyes, we could not really grasp how widespread it is.
The Los Angeles County coroner says at least 24 people have died. Confirmation hearings begin this week for Donald Trump's picks to lead government agencies. Our Natalie Brands on Capitol Hill taking a look at the soon-to-be nominees.
That includes Trump's controversial choice to lead the Department of Defense, former Fox News host Pete Hegseth, who's come under fire for allegations of sexual misconduct, excessive drinking, and financial mismanagement while leading a veterans advocacy group. Hegseth denies the accusations.
FBI Director Christopher Wray was nominated by President-elect Trump during his first administration, but Wray is leaving the post early because Trump has said he wants to change the leadership at the Bureau. In an interview with 60 Minutes, Ray says China is the greatest threat facing the U.S.
Things like water treatment plants. We're talking about transportation systems. We're talking about targeting of our energy sector, the electric grid, natural gas pipelines.
The NFL's wild card round wraps tonight.
The game moved to Arizona because of the wildfires in L.A. The Rams will be taking on the Vikings in an NFC wildcard game in Glendale. Rams head coach Sean McVay knows Minnesota will be ready.
It's going to be a great challenge, but it's NFL playoff football, so we're excited about it.
Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell is confident.
We're going to accept the challenge and go compete like crazy.
The Vikings suffered just 3 losses in the regular season, 1 to the Rams back in October. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
No liftoff. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin will have to wait a little longer for the long-anticipated maiden orbital flight of its brand-new rocket. It's after a launch attempt dragged on for hours before being canceled this morning due to unspecified technical issues. Bezos celebrated his 61st birthday Sunday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Yeah. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, we're not done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot
on Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to the after hours of Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We just did a double dip of greatness with Automatic Lover. They have a live show at the Burr Oak on 123. This local stuff and live stuff is sponsored in this half hour by Salvatore's Tomato Pie, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Wisconsin.com. The After Hours continues with the funky stuff that you can see live. It's Wisconsin Funk Fest happening right now at the Majestic with Hot Like Mars, the Funky JBs, and this band, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band. You're listening to the local music right here on Max Inc. Radio.
pushing every day.
Well, you gotta push it, man. Push.
Don't waste your time playing games.
I got no time to wait.
You got to keep the pace. Yeah. You'll drive all night, but stay away.
Grabbing all the bitches.
Hot Like Mars, you may have missed them tonight at Wisconsin Funk Fest, and unfortunately, they're bugging out until spring, hopefully to find something warm somewhere. Next up, you can see them in Kalamazoo, Michigan on 1-8. I know, don't panic. I know that's not inside our local music realm, but when they get back here, we'll let you know right here on the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio. And until then, stay warm by running in place. It's the Magic Conch right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We
Just a bunch of funky stuff in honor of Wisconsin Funk Fest is happening at the Majestic Theater right now. Fat Function's going to take us to break, and then we'll return right here in the after hours celebrating women of local music. Stick around right here on Max Inc. Radio.
I've been sitting at this desk job waiting for five to come. Dealing with the folks that don't know where I'm coming from. Now,
when the clock strikes, better believe I'll be leaving. Yeah. I say, take it easy, greasy, 'cause it's Friday evening. Get dressed up. Going out this evening, I'm gonna shake off these blues. Set them up, 'cause tonight we'll be knocking them down. Gone party like tomorrow may never come. Tonight we're gonna party till the party's done. In my head.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it, and they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Better luck next time, little girl, they always say. I pack up my guitar, I smile and walk away. Another day picking my heart up off the floor. I wipe away the tears and I knock on that next door. Keep running. I will run till the soles of my shoes are bare. Gotta keep running. I'm not afraid of the fall because I've had my share of heartache.
I'm gonna get there. Nothing motivates like the sight of your last time. But you pump it into your tank and you climb on and ride. There's a lovely comfort in the arms of 9 to 5. And I could hang my hat there, but I'd shrivel up and die. So keep running,
keep running,
keep running,
keep running.
I will run till the soles of my shoes are bare. Gotta keep running,
keep running,
keep running,
keep running.
I'm not afraid of the fall because I've had my share of heartache.
Heartache.
I'm gonna get there.
Chances and embrace your passion, you will die with dreams
inside. So keep running,
keep running,
keep running,
keep running.
I will run till the soles of my shoes are bare. Gotta keep running,
keep running,
keep running,
keep running.
I'm not afraid of the fall because I've had my share. I refuse to go down with regret in my ear. There are riches awaiting for those who dare. I won't despair.
I won't despair.
Oh, oh, no,
no.
I'm gonna get there.
Keep running, keep running.
I'm gonna get there.
Keep running, keep running.
I'm gonna get there.
Keep running, keep running.
I'm gonna get there.
Keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running.
Hey, I'm gonna get there.
Your mama don't wear no socks. A ding dong.
You don't know that song?
No.
No. Your mama don't wear no socks, a ding dong. I was there when she took them off.
Really, you guys? It's a camp song. I'm sorry.
Threw them up in the sky, a ding dong. Superman refused to fly, a ding dong, 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 dong.
Break is done, and then two in a row from Beth Keeley. First up was her band, which you can see at the Red Rooster on 2-1. And then Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. They're raising money for Girls Rock Camp, also at the Red Rooster on 1-18. All this local music, goodness, and the celebration of local women in Wisconsin doing that music is powered in this half hour by Herbal Aspects, now with 3 locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, and also online at herbalaspects.com. Two more Mama Award-winning women artists in this half hour of the local stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio.
I'm Colombian with an accent and a woman who decided to leave home 6 years ago. Looking for a future that I'm hoping my country will be benefited from. Nothing's really easy when you're coming from a land where every heart is like a sponge, full of love, adventures, and struggles. Every minute in the world, it's like a battle. ass and make some cash. Forgive me, but poor countries know the value of having on their tables super cashews. No, don't tell me no, that you can bend the world. Sometimes it's not enough, but be grateful to your land that made you grow. But some in the U.S. feel too burdened and betrayed when in towns like this there is food and you all count. There is acute depression, but don't know what hunger means. With their medications, they pretend everything
folks, this is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
You're listening to local music in the after hours of Mag Zinc Radio. On your way back from a show, or maybe you're just making plans to see an amazing local band here in the state of Wisconsin, let us know about it. We'd love to feature them right here on Mag Zinc Radio. Use that Civic Media app to connect us, or as always, you can do that social media thing. Just in type in Mag Zinc Radio. There's so many ways to connect with us on that social media box thing that you just love, and we'll celebrate the local stuff together. Like this new music from Rihanna Marie. This is The Tortoise and the Hare in the After Hours.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Munchies, holler to my ASMR. I pay my
on toesies, rosy, so slowly working that twerking from home for my homies. Love my fans only all over the country. I'm going somewhere ever you are. Turning that old money.
New Rihanna Marie and then Mackenzie O'Brien, who just was on Max Inc. Radio in Live in the Lair a couple weeks ago. Check out her interview on the podcast page of MaxIncRadio.com. Rain Stern now takes us to break right here in the after hours of what? Of Max Inc. Radio.
Low water,
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name 1 year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Los Angeles wildfires are still burning out of control this morning. They've scorched more than 62 square miles, almost equivalent to the size of three Manhattans. The death toll up to at least 24. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Marone says red flag warnings are in effect for another few days.
These winds, combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in all of Los Angeles County very high.
More than 12,000 structures have been damaged or destroyed. Correspondent Lilia Luciano.
Even for people whose homes did not destroy, there is such extensive smoke damage in those areas that burned that the homes are considered a total loss, even if the structure is still standing.
The assistant director in charge of the FBI's LA field office says they are still searching.